Psalms chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37. This one speaks a lot to me, relating to some of the preachers and pastors there in the Philippines, you know, and some of the young guys there, you know, they always say, oh, I want to be in the ministry, but it's hard. No money. You know, in the Philippines, you know, the money is hard, food is hard, and then you want to be a preacher, I mean, you're going to die. But this one thing is they worry too much. And so I was able to, I had the opportunity to preach this to them, and hopefully it will be a blessing to us too. And so on Psalm chapter 37, before we read the Word of God, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given me, Lord, just to share a little bit from my mission trip to the Philippines. And I pray, Lord, now that as we look into your Word, you please help us to see from your Word tonight, and that you would speak through me and give me the words to say, Lord, and that we will be able to understand your Word. And please bless and work, Lord, in our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we're going to be looking at from verse 1 to verse 9. So it says here in verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." So that's here, and now verse 1 says, fret not. Fret not. So fret means to blaze up with anger, jealous, be angry, or worry. So a lot of young guys in the Philippines, that's what they're most worried about is you know, worrying about a lot of things. Needs, you know, that, oh, I'm going to die in the ministry, so I'm not going to do that, blah, blah, blah. So, and a lot of us have worries too, and we know that. And worries in each and every day, another worry pops up, another one. But the Bible says here, fret not thyself, worry not thyself. And the worst part is we worry about the evildoers. You know, we worry about what they do and how come they prosper and how come we don't. And it says here, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. So we know that sin is pleasurable. And we know some people that does evil things prosper. And but we know that they shall soon be cut down, it says here, like the grass in verse 2, and wither as the green herb. And sin is pleasurable, it's true, but for a short time. So it says here in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So the Word of God says to fret not, to worry not, but to trust. Instead of worrying, instead of envying, trust, it says. Trust in the Lord for what he says. He says that he'll take care of you, that he'll sustain your needs. You know, but a lot of the guys, or a lot of us worry about the physical things. But the Lord says in Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, give your burden, give your worry, give your burden to the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall provide your needs. So we know that instead of living our lives in worry and envy, we need to trust in the Lord, trust him for what he says. And it says in Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, be careful for nothing, but with everything by prayer and supplication. And in Luke chapter 12, verse 24 and 34, it says that the Lord takes care of the ravens. You know, consider the ravens, Because, you know, your Father knows your needs, and He will supply your needs. So, I have an illustration here in 1 Kings 17, 7 to 16. I'm going to go ahead and open there and read it to you guys. You don't have to open there. So this is Elijah. Elijah, and during this time, there was a drought in the country. And the Lord says, and the word of the Lord in verse 2 came unto him saying, let's go to verse 7. It says, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So we see Elijah here trusted the Lord, even though it was a drought time. He trusted the Lord and he provided through a widow. And so we see here trusting the Lord. The second thing is to delight thyself also in the Lord. So instead of worrying, trust in the Lord. And delight yourself in the Lord, because it says here that He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight means to please someone. Instead of being too busy of pleasing yourself and worrying about your needs, let's be delighting ourselves unto the Lord. And it says in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So if we commit our ways unto the Lord, He shall bring it to pass. Whatever your desire is in your heart, whatever, as long as it lines up with God's will, and He shall make it to pass. And so that's all I really have. And thank you again for giving me this opportunity just to share a little bit from like a testimony and just a little bit of word. And please be praying for the work there in Riverside. They need a preacher, and their church is under construction. And pray for the Pastor Ogto there as he tries to lead two churches at a time. That's a hard job. So thank you again for this opportunity. And go ahead and call on Pastor.
Wasn't that good? Thank you so much, Mark. Boy, what a passage. You know, I'm just underlining words in there. Let me get back to that Psalm 37. When I study, and you're probably this way, one of the methods of studying a passage is look at all the imperatives, all the commands. Fret not, trust, do good, delight, commit. Trust also, rest, wait patiently, fret not, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not. That's all through there. Thanks, Mark. That was really good. You really tweaked my interest on that passage. Psalm 37 is a staple in the Christian life, but